you call that thing that opens the door?
Door knob.
And do you ever use that with regard to land, a small knob?
Little knob, no, we call it a little knob.
Okay. And what do you call it? It's very large, much higher than a hill, like up North Georgia.
Mountains.
And if there is a place, a rocky side of a mountain that drops off very sharp.
Cliff.
And up in the mountains, if the road goes in a low place, you might say in between the mountains, you might say there is a what in the mountains?
Gap.
Okay. And if you're cutting something, cloth, and you want to make a little V-shaped thing to indicate, do you sew?
Yeah, I used to sew.
All right. Well, you know those little things that you stick out to show how to fasten patterns? How?
Notch.
Okay. And a place where a lot of water runs over a
Waterfall.
And a little road off of the main road. Did you say a
by road?
Okay. And is a lane, do you ever use the word?
Yeah.
What's a lane?
Well, we got one down here we call Mulberry Lane. It's where the, it's planted in ancient mulberry trees. It goes from the barn to the pasture. We call that a lane.
And why were the mulberry trees planted?
My grandfather liked them and planted them so the hogs could eat the mulberries. And when the wind would blow and at that time of year, you know the mulberries were falling, the hogs would run from all around to come to get the mulberries. We never did eat them. Mama said, no, they have worms on them, don't eat them. And to worry her, we'd go and get them and spread them all over our face. We'd look like we'd just eaten a bushel.
That's so, your first?
Come to the house and worry her.
If you're walking along the road and a dog jumps out at you and scares you, what would you pick up and throw? And what would you say you did with it?
A stick or a rock. I threw the stick at the dog.
And if you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they might say, no, he's not
at home.
And if you talk about putting milk in coffee, some people like it blank milk and others like it?
Some like it black and some like it with milk.
Okay, or you might have it with milk or?
Without.
Okay. And if someone is not going away from you, you say he's coming
toward me.
And
I'm getting stupid. I'm not answering them so good.
You're doing good fun. That's
this
what
must,
I need.
Must not be my day either.
Well, not with all my blunders here, but just the first thing, you know, that comes to your mind. If you saw somebody that you haven't seen for quite a while, you might say, well, this morning I just happened to
run into.
Okay, or run
across.
Which would you say? You might say run into in downtown.
Well, I said that first. I don't know which I'd say. I'd say I ran across Susie this morning.
Okay.
I happened to run into Mary Jane.
Okay. If you, if a child is given the same name that his father has, you say they named the child
after his father.
Okay. And the kind of dog that, well, we've used the word dog already. If somebody wants a dog to attack another person or another dog or a person, what would they say?
Sickle.
And if a dog liked to bite, you might say the dog?
Vicious.
Okay. And if he actually snapped, you would say, oh, look, that dog
bit that mine. And I've had mine, one of mine bit six people.
Mercy.
Mine, that one's dead now, but he climbed the fence.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep him in. Mm. And he's especially disliked children.
Is that right?
Isn't
that interesting?
And they didn't like niggers. Mm. And I think, well, I'm talking wasted.
No, this is interesting. Tell me.
But anyway, I did have a time with that dog. He just, and certain people, I couldn't get anybody to work on him. I couldn't keep him shut up. He climbed a 6-foot fence out there.
Imagine. What kind of a dog was it?
It was a shepherd.
Yeah. Okay.
The father, this one, he passed this moment.
Okay, and you might say that dog has
bitten.
Okay. And in a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
Bull.
And if you have those animals that are not horses and have the long ears and
mew.
Okay, and if there are two of them, you might say, well, that's a nice looking
pair of mew.
Okay, and a cow when it's first born is called a little
calf.
And how do you say that the cow, if you have a cow with the name of Daisy and she's expecting a calf, you might say Daisy's going to
calve
next month. Okay. What do you call the male horse?